Blog Talk Radio.
Just wanna make it to heaven. Just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna call the reason. I wanna be free from sin. Oh, I just want my name written. Oh, Lord, bringing the lamb for the light. And when this life is over.
That river, that means so much. That's what we're striving for, brothers and sisters. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Ask Pastor Bill if she would give us a word of prayer, and then we will get into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for that selection, Pastor. Because that is our prayer. Excuse me. We want the Lord to say, my good and faithful servant, well done. So thank you for that song. Amen, amen. The scripture I'd like to share, foundational scripture coming from 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter and the 12th verse. And it reads from the King James. I read as follows. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another day, thanking you for the selection, Father God, as we meditate and study the Word of God. Let this word, Father God, be in aligning of our hearts, Father God, and let us act according to your word so that you can say, my good and faithful servant, well done. Father God, we ask that you will teach us as we study in the word to fight the good fight of faith. And as we continue to put our trust in you, Father God, bless each and every one, Father God, that is on this broadcast. Bless those that are listening by internet. You will be with each and every one. We ask that you be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. For your word says, by your stripes, hallelujah, we are healed. Praise God. We know it's a lot of sickness that's going on in the world today. But your word says, by your stripes, we are healed. And Father God, we ask that you would be with all those, Father God, that are bereaved, those that are going through. Lord, we know you're a way maker out of no way. You said in your word in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So Father God, help us to have this word. These are your promises. This is your word that you are giving us that we should meditate on it day and night, that when we come up against anything in our life, we're able to stand firm on the word of God. We ask that you continue to bless our pastor. Use him mightily, Father God, as he teaches the word. And we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against him and anyone on this broadcast as we walk according by faith, not by sight. Father God, we just want to thank you for the word as we learn the word and study the word. And we just ask that you continue to lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit. So, Father God, we ask that you will bless those that are in the hospital with COVID-19. We know you are healed. We know you have the last say-so. And so we're praying for Sister Tony. And we want to say thank you, Father God, for those that are being healed and are at home. Sister Lanice, we just, you know, thanking you, Father God, because she was in that a very bad state, but you brought her out, Father God, and we want to say thank you. We're thanking you for the Dortch family as you are healing them, and each and every one is getting better, Father God. We're thanking you for Sister T and her baby, as that you continue to keep them in good health, Father God. And we're praying for Pastor's family as well, Sister Nene. We want to keep her in prayer. We want to keep Sister Jan and family in prayer. And we also want to keep Tressie in prayer that you will guide and give her the right insight on the right direction in her life, Father God. And Lord, we just a few names that we're calling out, but we know you know there's many others that are standing in the need of prayer, want you to hear their prayer, Father God. So help us to trust in you and help us to guide them in the right path. And Lord, we give you praise. Open up our hearts to this word in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. I wanted to really pick up where we left off yesterday. And but we have to understand the reality of faith. And that's so important to understand the reality of faith, because faith is the word of God. I have to say that like that. Because mm-hmm. when we think of faith, we're thinking of an idea, or we're thinking of hope. And hope is mm-hmm. not faith.
All right.
Hope is not faith. Not.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is always now. Hope is always future.
Yeah. Okay. Say it.
Big difference. And I just want to stress that. So when God tells us to hold on our faith or our profession of our faith, like he said, fight the good fight of faith and hold on to eternal life. But mm-hmm. since I had to ask myself a question, how do I hold on to that? How do I hold on to that?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to ask myself a question, am I holding on to my faith? Am I holding on to my eternal life? And the answer is, no, you're fighting with your faith, and with your faith, and for that reason, you're able to hold on to your eternal life. So,
hallelujah.
And the way you do that is through a good profession or confession. It's what you profess. See, whatever you profess, that's what you are.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we're going to read a few scriptures here and just see what the reality of this is. I know yesterday we were talking about faith works by love. And just think about it like this. The more God love you get, the more God faith you're going to get. The more you more word you're going to get, the more you're going to operate in that, okay? And God wouldn't have us ignorant, brothers and sisters. So let's start with, just read 1 Timothy 6 and 12. How about Hebrews 3 and 1? Let's see, Hebrews 3 and 1. As evangelist Sharon, is she able to read?
If so, yes, I'm available.
Hebrews. Okay, could you read Hebrews for us, please? Hebrews 3:1.
Yes, and the King James it reads as follows: Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostles and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. So, my dear Christian friends, companions, and following this call to the heights, take a good hard look at Jesus. He's the centerpiece of everything we believe, faithful in everything God gave him to do. Amen.
And the next scripture I want to share is Hebrews 4 and 14. Hebrews 4 and 14.
Yes. In Hebrews 4 and 14 in the King James, it reads as follows. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession.
Amen. Please. In the Message Bible, now that we know what we have, Jesus, this great high priest with ready access to God, let's not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. Amen.
And then the next scripture I want to touch on is Hebrews 10 and 23. Because we're talking about profession here. Holding to a good profession.
Amen.
Hebrews 10 and 23 reads as follows in the King James. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Amen.
Amen, amen. Send the Message Bible. Let's keep a firm grip on the promise that keeps us going. He always keeps his word. Let's see how inventive we can be in encouraging love and helping out. Amen.
I'm reminded of Joshua. Over in Joshua 7 and 19. Listen, brothers and sisters, we won't talk about it today, but you're going to either have to confess what the words say or you're going to confess what the world say. You're going to either confess the word of God for whatever it is, or you're going to be confessing what the world say for whatever that is. See? So you got a choices here. You can say, well, you know what? I'm going to say what the word of God say. But in the book of Joshua, the 7th chapter and the 19th verse, if you would read that in the book of Joshua, the 7th chapter.
It reads as follows.
And the 19th
verse. Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done, hide it not from me. Amen.
Will you read that again for me, please?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done, hide it not from me. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, Joshua spoke to Achan, my son, give glory to God, the God of Israel. Make your confession to him. Tell me what you did. Don't keep back anything from me. Amen.
Yeah. See, and just like when Hezekiah, he spared comfortably, the Bible says, to the Levite, and he taught them to have a good knowledge of the Lord. And to have a good knowledge of the Lord, he began to teach them how to offer. Their offering was peace. They offer making good confession to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have to make good confession to the Lord. Good confession today is saying what the word of God say about you. Remember in Second Chronicles, I think that's what it said, Second Chronicles 30 and 22. So it's nothing new, brothers and sisters. There's always been good confession, good professions. Because what you profess is what you're confessing. And if you're not confessing good confession, you're confessing bad confessions, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But in 2 Chronicles 30 and 22, if you'd be so kind to read that.
It reads as follows in the King James. And Hezekiah spake comfortably unto all the Levites that taught the good knowledge of the Lord, and they did eat throughout the feast, 7 days offering, making confession to the Lord God of their fathers. Amen.
Amen. Then a message by the wind of feast and festival, that glorious 7 days of worship, the making of offering, and the praising of God, the God of their ancestors, were over. The tables cleared and the floors swept. They all decided to keep going for another 7 days. Amen.
Yeah. And they had good confession to the Lord. And that's the point I'm trying to make, to the Lord. Remember in, what is that? Ezra. I think that's where it says. In Ezra. Well, I could go Daniel too. But let's go to Ezra 10 and 11. The 10th chapter and 11th verse. There are times, brothers and sisters, that we have to make confession unto the Lord, not just, for a better way of saying this, not just for my mind's sake, but because that's what the word say to do. Okay? That's why they had to be taught. And people today have to be taught about confession. You just don't say anything. You have to say what the word of God say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you had Evangelist
Ezra 10th chapter.
11th verse.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Praise God. Okay, and it reads as follows. Now, therefore, make confession unto the Lord God of your fathers and do this through his pleasure and separate yourselves from the people of the land and from the strange wives. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, proud guilt on Israel, now make your confession to God, the God of your ancestors, and do what he wants you to do. Separate yourselves from the people of the land and from your foreign wives. Amen.
Yeah. And Daniel, and in the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter and the 4th verse,
Daniel, 4th chapter and 9th verse, and the King James reads as follows.
9th chapter and 4th verse, yep.
Oh, Belshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy God is in thee, and no secret troubles thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Amen.
That's the 9th chapter.
Wait a minute, Pastor. 1 second. You said Daniel 14, right?
No. Daniel 9 and 4. The book of Daniel, the 9th chapter and the 4th verse.
Okay, Daniel 9 and 4. I apologize. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep him, keep his commandments. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, O Master, great and august God, you never wavered in your covenant commitment. Never give up on those who love you and do what you say. Amen, amen.
See, when you are speaking unto the Lord, you're making confessions. So why not make a good confession? So when you say unto the Lord, I mean, it's just so much you can say because he's a merciful God. He's a God of love. He's a God of peace. So why not speak to God to the stuff he want to hear?
Amen.
And I said yesterday, just about the end of the service, brothers and sisters, you're in God's presence. For some reason or another, Satan blinds Christians not to know you're in God's presence. And believe me, I'm the first one to act like David. Soon as something happens, I'm telling God, Lord, forgive me. Or something out of control. You know, I have all those confessions. But God want to hear his word. That's what he want to hear. He's about his word. So having a good confession and not just any kind of confession is when you put his word back to him. That's when he become a good confession. That's what you're fighting. You're fighting to always keep a good confession. Learn to always say what your head say. Learn to say what the Word of God say.
Come on.
That's why people don't understand Romans 10 and 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. See, with your spirit you believe unto righteousness, but it's with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. You don't have to speak that thing, no matter what. And that's why in Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:12, the 13th verse says, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickened all things before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. You have to have a good confession. A good confession is saying what the Word of God says. Okay? I just want to be real clear on that. And because that's the basis of what we really speaking of, having good confession. And if you're going to have a good confession, then you got something to hold on to, just like eternal life. Brothers and sisters, you got to hold on to eternal life. You get it, you got to hold on to it. You got to hold on to it. Your mama can't hold on to it for you. Your daddy can't. This has become a personal thing. It's something you're going to have to hold on to, no matter what.
You're going to have to hold on to it.
And let me share this because the Spirit spoke to me expressly about this. The only reason you're trying to hold on to something is because it's about to slip. You're about to lose it.
All right.
Or you're about to get robbed. Because there's some places in Atlanta, boy, if you don't hold on to it, to your purse, they'll snatch it. Got to hold on to it. So have that mindset when it comes to your salvation. Have that mindset that, hey, man, I got to hold on to this. I've been in neighborhoods where I put myself in my trunk. You know why? Because I'm trying to hold on to it.
All right. Amen.
You know, everything, you don't have to hold on to it in the open. Yeah, it's some things you got to say, well, you know what? The only way I'm going to be able to keep this, because that's what you're talking about. When you're talking about holding on, you're talking about keeping something. Just look at it from that light. So whatever it takes for you to keep that, like for instance, the promises of God. Well, first of all, you got to know what he promised. And that's what you want. That's what you want to keep. You want to keep his promises.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. He promised you eternal life. But it comes through your confession. That's how you get it. And you got to hold on to the promises of God.
Yeah. Amen.
See, what the enemy don't want you to know is that these promises is yours. And, I mean, I can, but they come with a condition. That's what I should say. Because it's too many people thinking everything is unconditional. And it's not. And see, God is real plain with his word. That's what we got to understand the thing about God. God is real plain with this.
Yes, he is.
God is not like man. I'll let you read this so you don't. When it comes to promises, in 2 Peter 3:9, you want to read that for me? 2 Peter 3:9.
Just 1 second, Pastor. Second Peter, can you just repeat it for me? Second Peter. Hello?
2 Peter 3:9.
Thank you, Pastor Bill. Mm-hmm. Pastor Beasley, you can't hear me? Pastor Beasley?
I can hear you.
Pastor Beasley can't hear me. Okay, and it reads as follows. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but it is long-suffering to us, Lord, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen.
Amen. 2 Peter 3 and 9 from the Message Bible. He is retaining himself on account of you, holding back the end because he doesn't want anyone lost. He's giving everyone space and time to change. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. And I'll read that again. And I thank God. He is restraining himself on account of you, holding back the end because he doesn't want anyone lost. He's given everyone space and time to change. Amen, amen. Thank God, thank God. And that's why it's so important for us to have his word and to confess his word and know what we're confessing. Until Pastor comes back, I'm thinking on the prayer book that we have, and it has the affirmations in it. And these affirmations start off with the words, I am. And so that's part of our confession. We're confessing that I am a new creature in Christ. We're confessing that I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated in God's kingdom. So that's why it's so important for us to have the affirmations, because it brings us right there, and we can always confess the word of God, profess the word of God, and know it, and have the scripture to back it up. And so if you don't have it, you can ask Pastor. Maybe he can email it to you, a copy to you, or maybe even let you know where you can get that, because it's so important as we confess the word of God. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank y'all so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I had a little something I had to deal with there. Thank y'all so much. Did we read Peter yet, 3 and 9?
Yes, we did, Pastor.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And thank you so much, Evangelist Shan. Thank you so much, Pastor, for the scripture says, God ain't slack, brothers and sisters, in his promise. So you can hold on to these promises that God has given us. So you have to get in the word of God and find the promise. I heard Pastor say when I came up here, these confessions. Brothers and sisters, you got to hold on to these. These are God promises. He promised that your needs are going to be met, Philippians 4 and 19. You're getting your needs met, but it's conditioned behind that. And if you're not going to confess what the word of God says, you will not, and I'm going to say this again too, then don't expect it. Let me say that. Don't expect for you to get anything if you're not giving anything. That's a condition. If you don't sow, you can't reap. That's God's word. And it ain't about money. This is about spiritual stuff. This is about us having eternal life. This is how you hold on to eternal life.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
That's what we want. And we'll get to the promises of God. But remember in 1 John 5 and 11, and 12. You have that, Evangelist Sharon? 1 John 5 and 11 and 12, please. Uh-oh. Lost your... Can you read that? Well, you want to read that, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. From the King James, verse 5, verse 11 and 12. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Amen. And from the Message Bible, this is the testimony in essence. God gave his eternal life. The life is in his Son. So whoever has the Son has life. Whoever rejects the Son rejects life. Amen.
Yep. See, that's sowing and reaping.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. You had a promise of God because you're agreeing with God's word.
Amen.
And he's not slack in his promise.
Amen.
He has promised us that we can be a partaker of his divine nature.
Oh,
once you escape the corruption that is in this world through lust, you got to escape that. You got to get away from that.
Amen.
But thank y'all so much. We usually lay aside a few minutes here. If anybody have anything they want to share, can't wait till Thursday. We're going to ask you to go for it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I did share that about the confession, about the I Am, Pastor. I don't know if you have a way to get that to anyone that needs that confession sheet, but that would be great.
Yeah, if anybody want a confession sheet, all you got to do is text me, email me, however you contact me, and I'll make sure you get that.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you need that. That confession sheet really helped. I remember when the Lord gave me this, and since he's given it to me, I found people who would put it in books. All kinds of stuff. And I just thank God for it. And and I just pray that we live that. See, we got to come to know that we truly been redeemed from the curse of the law. So that's not holding us anymore. You know?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
We're free. We're free to receive the things of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Mhm. Okay. Well, thank y'all so much, and we'll see you all on tomorrow.